You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE is closed, so therefore it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by Shaynet.co.za. Greg, flat day on the all share of the JSE and the, let me have a look at this. Yep. 19 billion was the value traded today. So it was okay, but nothing happened.
Yeah, there's no big stories that you could really take away from today's trade. A bit of strength in the rand, really. But that buying that we saw carrying Friday and Monday's trade seems to have petered out a little bit, sort of sensed it this morning that maybe some of these stocks had gone too far, pulled back 1% on the banks. But no massive stories, really.
Okay, let's have a look at the indexes so we can sort of provide a base for our future few minutes discussion. The banks down 1%, financials down 0.5%, industrials down 0.33%, retailers, what were they, 0.8% weaker, resources up 0.5%, gold shares down 2/3 following yesterday's 3% fall, platinum's up 1%, the all share itself flat at 57,150 plus, and the value traded, as I said, 19 billion. The overseas stock market's not doing much to influence us, Greg. It's one of those weeks, isn't it? Almost ahead of Easter. It almost feels like Easter, actually.
Yes. I mean, actually, if you look at the month of April, the amount of holidays which there are, it's almost like a mini December, really. I think the kids will be on break, and you know, things will slowly start to quieten down. Not a lot of news. I think we've got non-farm payrolls on Friday out of the US.
Yeah.
But otherwise, not really a lot. Sort of a
not much
too
going
much
on.
Information. And, yeah.
So
yeah,
if I work for somebody, for example, in a financial services company, I could probably. I'm going off at a tangent as I often do. I could probably get 10 days worth of leave with only 4 days worth of leave, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, one of my colleagues is getting married on the 13th of April, and he's showing his leave, and there's no turning back. But he's got a massive amount of leave due to him, and it's all down to public holidays and, you know, 1 or 2 days we probably don't need him.
Okay, Greg, the big story of the day was the rand that went to 14.10 against the US dollar at one stage, currently 14.25. I still think that the rand is a sell the rallies market, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, there was a little headline on Bloomberg that Moody's, they just affirmed one of our government ratings. It wasn't actually anything new. And then the currency market sort of had a run into like 14.09 again. It's drifted back since then, 14.22. So sort of algos reading things and trading the wrong way once again.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the international markets now. Greg, while I'm getting up the markets, the rand and the currencies, the other currencies rather, and the commodities, maybe give us a couple of SENS announcements or some ups and downs on the JSE, according to Shaynet.co.za, the top five movers.
Yeah, I mean, let's start with the downs for a change. I see Aspen, it finished at the end of the day down nearly 2%, 92.64, so some... You know, lots of rumors swirling around the market that some good news is due, and the share price has been hammered down.
Yeah.
Sappi down 2.5%. We spoke about retailers. Willys down 2.6. Clicks down 3.7. And Distell down 4.7. So sort of consumer-facing stocks really are quite weak, really.
Okay, let's have a look at the most viewed shares on ShareNet today. Of course, Steinhoff number one. I don't know why people are still hanging on to this whole Steinhoff story. Anyway, 182 down 1.6%. Sabanye up 0.6%. EOH down 5.4%. Greg, R10.50 for one EOH share. It's going to break into the single figures quite soon, I would have thought.
Yes, I mean, they did delay the earnings, which were supposed to be about a week, just before, actually the week just before I went away. Now it's been pushed back to the 19th of April. So, you know, I wouldn't be a buyer of stock until I'd seen those numbers. And you get the feeling, you know, Mr. Van Koller's moved in there, and there might be some kitchen sinking and a little bit of, like atoning for sins and confessing to all sorts of things, which might be just what the market needs. You know, person X is done with this. We've let him go. We've done this. We've done that. Look, this is our store. We're still doing nicely in other divisions, and the share price has fallen dramatically anyway. And perhaps they can convince the market that better times are ahead. But you're back below 11 rand, just close to the lows. And Quite a few people on Twitter seem to be trying to catch a falling knife, as we say, but good luck to them.
Yeah, very good luck to them. Dollar rand 14.23, British pound against the rand 18.55. The euro rand is 15.92, and the euro dollar is 111.85. Interesting one to watch there, Greg. Overseas markets, the Dow Jones at the moment is down 0.4%, around about 0.5% actually at the moment, and the FTSE in London is up 1%. I don't even want to talk about Brexit, but let's have a look at the commodities markets, if we can, if my screen will allow me to scroll down. Here we go. The gold price is, where is the gold price? $12.92, which is up $4 an ounce. The platinum price is more or less unchanged at $8.50, and the palladium price is down $13 per ounce to $13.79, with the Brent crude oil price $69.72, which is a 9 cent per barrel weaker price. Greg, what are we looking for in the next few days, apart from what we've just spoken about? In other words, sort of moving around here and there with the overseas markets doing what they're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned the Brexit there, and I was just having lunch with a few brokers today. Something like Into Properties, which is more or less, you know, UK property listed, you know, obviously listed here, but I mean, the share price is down 70%, so the discussion was, the worst case scenarios have already been priced into this Brexit. If it's a hard or soft or this deal or that deal, doesn't matter. Those stocks are starting to look really, really cheap. So I would start to look at something like Into or, you know, Capital & Counties. That's the other UK-facing property stock.
Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.